But first today, the Financial Services Royal Commission has been hearing more incriminating evidence about the illegal high-pressure sales tactics used by the insurance and wealth company Clearview. Senior business correspondent Peter Ryan is covering the Royal Commission and he's with me here now in the studio. Peter, Clearview has already admitted to 300,000 criminal breaches of insurance sales laws. Have there been more admissions this morning?
Eleanor, this is something we've probably all experienced, being on the end of the phone, being pressured to sign up for a product we probably don't want or don't need. Now, Clearview had what's known as an objection handling workbook with scripted conversation triggers to keep potential customers on the line until they signed up. Here's a call from Clearview obtained by the corporate regulator, ASIC, where the target is told he's covered even before the premium is paid, although he's heard here asking for more information.
Can you send me all of these details to my...
Look, the good thing about it is that we can provide the cover for you immediately, and like most people, like yourself, want to read through everything. So we've got most of your details here. We just confirm it with you. We set it up for you. We give you a policy number. We don't deduct premiums straight away, and all your policy documents will be sent to you within 7 working days. But that way, you're covered, and you can read through everything and make sure you're 100% happy. If anything was to happen the minute you hang up the phone, even before you pay any premiums, you will be able to make a claim.
Okay.
Now,
all right.
I just need to confirm some details with you, though. I just need your permission to do that. Would you like to proceed with the application for the policy, yes or no?
Yeah, so that's an example of a sales call from Clearview that was played at the Royal Commission this morning, Peter. Clearview executive Gregory Martin was questioned about it today. What did he have to say?
Well, Mr. Martin has confirmed Clearview staff were pressured to sell, quote, frenetically with random incentive days where high-performing staff were rewarded with gift cards. An email to Clearview staff read, "Let it rain, gift cards, we're chasing your premium targets today." And under questioning from Senior Counsel Assisting Rowena or QC, Mr. Martin agreed the pressure to sell policies at all costs was real and sometimes not in the best interests of customers.
Were Clearview sales agents trained in this way to sign people up immediately because Clearview was worried that if it gave people time to understand the products they were purchasing, they may not choose to purchase them?
This seems to be that was the training that was given to them, yes.
Or they might realise that they had no need for this sort of product.
I agree.
Well, it resulted in a lot of customers signing up for and paying for products that they didn't need or want, didn't it?
Yes, it did.
Clearview didn't want to give people time to reflect before making the purchase, did they?
No, the direct business didn't.
Or the opportunity to be influenced in that purchasing decision by someone else, like their partner or a friend?
No, that's correct.
And the purpose of this objection handling system was to ultimately wear down the customer to the point where they no longer viewed their objection as a point worth continuing to raise.
Yeah, either wear them down or sidestep them. Yeah.
Wear them down or sidestep them?
Yeah, I'm agreeing with you.
So the overarching theme that we see both from the scripts and from the objection handling training is a sell at all costs approach. And that was reflective of Clearview Direct's broader culture. Do you accept that?
I would accept that. That seems to be the case, yes.
Wow, a series of admissions there from Clearview Chief Risk Officer Gregory Martin under questioning from Senior Counsel Assisting Rowena or QC. Now, Peter, we've also heard that Clearview tried to get around the law with an offshore sales trip to New Zealand. How was that managed?
Well, Clearview's head of direct sales proposed travel and accommodation in Queenstown, New Zealand, not as a reward or a junket, but to get around laws about conflicted remuneration for sales staff, saying it should be packaged up as training or education to circumvent regulatory barriers. That's something that Greg Martin went to Clearview's Chief Executive Simon Swanson and said it would go ahead, quote, over his dead body. Now, Freedom Insurance is being interrogated about its practices, and one case study is where a man with Down syndrome on a disability pension was sold accidental injury cover over the phone, despite having problems with numeracy and literacy.
Senior Business Correspondent Peter Ryan covering the Royal Commission. Thank you.